Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Weber at stuweb.com, and it is Sunday, January the 17th, 2021, and I have the honor to have Professor Paul on with me. But I'm going to tell you something that's really radical, and I'm really pissed off about this, is that all week long, I had 6 radio shows to put up for the past roughly 9 days or 10 days. Couldn't get them loaded. All I did was fought the government, whoever, Division Number 5, FBI, the ones that track people like me to try to always kill and put out of business. I believe they're the ones that were doing it. And the first thing, of course, is they had to hook up to my phone, they thought, and call it after they heard that the battery had blown up on the phone. And it was from a stooge number they had before. Anyway, tried to hook into the phone. But what was amazing was, here I can't get on the internet all week, having a hell of a time. Got these radio shows to post up, which were very important, and I hope to have them up today. They caught my battery on fire right in front of me around 12 o'clock, stonoring me, and blew up the battery. I shook the thing apart. The battery fell out on the floor, smoking and burning. I was able to scrape it up with a spatula, throw it in the sink and hit it with water. I had to open up the house for 3 hours, 2.5, almost 3 hours airing it out. It took a professional ozone machine, which I bought years ago as a contractor. I had to turn it on while I was gone in order to kill the odor in the house. And I got a sore throat and been coughing and gagging for 2 days. I go back to get a telephone, and I'm not allowed to have one. They did everything, prevented me from having a phone. I had to go buy one, folks. They didn't want to give me a phone. Their battery exploded. Was it Stonar? I believe it was. With that said, Professor Paul, what is this whole game going down? Trump's fighting him. We hear all this stuff. I've even got recordings with Scott Bennett talking about it. I've got a friend as a former prosecutor talking about it, that between the original inauguration of the Constitution, when Washington was sworn in, was on the 20th of March. Now, during the insurrection and Civil War, apparently during that period of time, Lincoln, I believe it was, changed it and wrote an executive order to make it January the 20th instead of March the 20th. So actually, I know that we're under martial law, because I know that we're on red alert, they call it. That means we're under martial law in heaven for a week. Now, could the possibility be he also signed an executive order to say the 20th? And that giving plenty of time to prove his case with Sidney Powell, who's been assigned as a special prosecutor for the purpose of both elections, dealing with fraud. And he had ordered the Pentagon, of course, after the first time, to investigate. And that dealt with Sidney Powell and others. Now, they have all that evidence. The question is he going to do an, has he done an executive order? Could it be that he wants to have Biden go up there like an idiot, and he could have all of them with all those thousands of troops? He said, we've got more troops in Washington, D.C. than they have in Iraq and Afghanistan, both, right now. And you put 6,000 Marines in they did, and 25,000 Guard, those 6,000 Marines, that's like, you know. Anyway, Paul, are we being stooged? Is this a setup on the American people, in your opinion?
Yes, but I want to just do the human thing first and say, for all of the listeners, when Stu goes quiet for 7 days, I get the benefit of talking to you and hearing from you and our friendship and so forth. And so I knew you were okay. I mean, I want to acknowledge, though, and I think that everyone should realize, you are what's called a TI, that's a targeted individual. And they are playing really deadly games with you all the time, whether indicate to people is you are very well connected. You know Dr. Scott Bennett. You know Sidney Powell. You've introduced people to each other. You have other connections I'm not going to name. You know General Flynn. You're not too far from Donald Trump. Now, what do we really know about what's happening? Well, we know what your sources are able to reveal to you, and then we try and pass on what your intelligence is. The thing about intelligence that I want to point out is intelligence is always fluid, which means it is subject to change. And you can have a strategy, and you can have tactics, and you can have logistics, and you can think that you have a plan that you can execute, and then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and then you're working from a new plan. I am very troubled by the last 4 years because something is always or was always going to happen. But then it didn't happen. And then guys like you and me and the people in our audience were supposed to have the faith, keep believing. And if people are following QAnon and trusting the plan, my best suggestion is get over it. The Bolshevik playbook, I call it the Jesuit playbook, and I can go deep quickly, but just let me say that the Bolsheviks had a playbook that was written by the Jesuits, who were behind, along with the international bankers, creating communism. Communism was created to destroy America, which was created to bring in the New World Order. But the important thing is they had a operating manual called Old Lies for New. And if you read Old Lies for New, their playbook, it's QAnon. So, you just asked me, Stu, are we being stooged? I think we always got a hold, either in the front of our minds or the back of our minds or in the middle of our minds, or always think skeptically and critically. All of these food around the corner promises, all of this is going to happen this week, they're going to round them up next week, we're going to get justice. We may get justice, but it's going to be on God's timeline. And God's ways are not man's ways. And we are fighting the good fight. It's what Scott Bennett told me off the air. I said, how are you? And he said, Paul, I'm fighting the good fight. What I think Scott realizes, what I think you realize, what I realize, it's called 360 feedback. So everything that's happening with the military tribunals, everything that's happening on the so-called white hat good guys, what you've got is everyone is infiltrated. Everyone is being watched. So anyone that thinks that these, the Kraken and all of these supposed uncoverings by the good guys, that they're not being shadowed by other people or other entities, and I think you actually understand the entities better than everyone else. Facts do, what we get from you is we get primary and sometimes secondary, but the primary and secondary is so good. You understand that there is an archonic influence or a archonic control that we're up against. So while you've got real people trying to do the right thing, they are constantly running into infiltration. So here's where we're at right now, in my estimation. We are 3 days from the inauguration. You got National Guard troops, maybe 30,000, maybe 40,000, and we've got a ring around Washington, D.C. Now, something about that tells us something big is happening. They've got all these concrete barriers, and actually, there's this guy named Sean Spicer, who was one of Trump's first press secretaries, and he tweeted that they want to know who's trying to leave. So of the opinion that those barriers are in place and the National Guard are in place to keep people in. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's not good. It might be good in that, well, they're going to keep all of the traitors, all of the sedition, all of the traitors are being kept, they're kept inside. But it could be very bad, too, because there's some really good soldiers in there, and this would suggest to me that a nuclear strike is being considered for Washington, D.C. Now, is that true? No, I don't know that's true. I am just surmising. I'm giving you conjecture, but I'm going to turn it over to you after I bring up one other point. Ever since I've been studying this, there's been a plan called the Gray Terror for America. And once we became the Fourth Reich, once we accepted all of the Nazis here, well, they were going to take over and they were going to make America absolutely ugly in every way possible, and they have. I'm not saying there aren't many great people, God-fearing people, people serving the Lord, and even people that aren't serving the Lord, there's still a lot of really good people. But the point is that we became the Fourth Reich. But the Fourth Reich was always designed to infiltrate and be infiltrated. And that's why you got abortion, and that's why you got turning women into men, and that's why you got the left hating the right, and this phony construct that there's a difference between the rhinos and the donkeys, and it's all just theater. And so the Great Terror was the infiltration, the demoralization, and the destabilization of America. We now have reached what's called the overture. I bring this up because this has been in the literature forever. It's not new. It's new for me. You know, I'm at this 48 years, and I can tell you it's at least 30 years old for me. So it's not new. The overture is where they reveal the sedition and the traitors. You see, it's so hard for us to fathom. Why would comrade with a K, criminal with a K, kleptocrat with a K, Joey from Scranton, why would he do it? You know, is he really that stupid? The answer is yes. Yes, he is. You see, the Nancy Pelosi and the political class, they really aren't in charge. They're controlled by the people behind the curtain who are controlled by the archons. And if you don't like what I'm saying, get over it. It's just the way it is. They serve Lucifer. They serve Satan. Now, what Joey from Scranton and all his buddies, what they never figured out, is they were going to come for them too. Now, we've always thought they're coming for us first, and that may be true. But now, as I look a little bit, you know, at 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 feet, what I'm seeing, Stu, is they may be coming for them first and us next. You see, all of the sedition and all the treason, they were always going to expose those people. That's the overture. They always planned on the overture. So where are we right now? Can we trust Donald Trump? Well, I believe that Donald Trump was selected, and our good friend Joel told me, we're sitting there in Phoenix, he said, you know, in 2014, they told Trump everything. They outlined the plan for him, and he looks at him, he says, oh my gosh, this is so diabolical, but it's brilliant. I guess I'll do it. So, you know, I guess I'm just giving a source, Joel, and not that I had entertained it, but he pretty much convinced me that we just got both sides controlled by the New World Order, and that Trump really doesn't have free will. He's got a family, a wife, he's got children. The idea that he is loyal to America and Americans when they control him, I just think it isn't realistic. I think we're being stooged. I think we're being played. Thanks for allowing me to hold court. Stu, it's your turn.
Well, I'd ask you to text me Joel's number, since it's one of the ones that blew up my phone.
I will.
His new number he had, the latest one. Now, I'm about 10,000% in agreement with you straight across the board. Except for one thing, unless they're trying to bring World War III by nuking Washington with all those troops of ours in there? They could be, because that would cause World War III. And we'd lose a lot of troops, because there's more in Washington than when he got Afghanistan and Iraq both. But it could be, maybe Trump's planning a big arrest of all of them. Treason, sedition, got the place all surrounded, close the basement off, and they're stuck in the Capitol. They got a place to shower and everything until they're called to trial. Maybe that's the big play, big event. Could be, I don't know. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that Sidney Powell comes yanking out with some indictments and it's all set. Let him go in there and swear himself in. Then they got him all for treason and sedition. But I don't know, Paul. All I know is this. They got weapons. Knocking teeth out of my head this past 2 months. Thinking, I mean, seriously. Cracking them off. No decay. After they stone-armed me, blown up a battery in my face. Now, if I had not been awake, the place had been on fire, I'd be dead. Now, that protection comes from God, and I know that. And I know that I've been in this battle a long time. I know you have. And that's where we're at. I'm looking at this whole bigger picture. If we just got played and Trump doesn't do what I'm hoping will happen, which I don't even know. I'm at a 50% give it hope. Maybe prayer will help. I don't know. But if he walks away from this, and this Biden takes over, we all been played. And this Biden's dangerous. I mean, they're talking about in my first 100 days, there will be mandatory 100 million people vaccinated. By who? We're going to use the troops to do it. My attitude is F the troops and F you, Biden. Now, Paul, could this vaccination that they want to get into everybody on the planet, could this vaccination, because we know, I have had nurses and doctors tell me this, and one of my friends sent me a video, and the video was gone by the time I got on the internet to find it. It was gone, but it was a scientist, and he took all three over in Germany. He took all three vaccinations that these companies are offering, and he examined them, and he went into detail. She explained to me. You've talked to my friend, former prosecutor. Now, see detail what he said. It breaks down your immune system within 36 months and you're dead. It's got the mark of the beast, which is the credit debit chip, what's in Revelations 13. It'll keep all your financial history, all your credit history, your medical history, criminal history, religious beliefs. Everything will be in your chip the first time you go and swipe it. And you go take your card, put it in the machine, as Joe said, and they say, oh, sir, those cards are no longer. Do you have your vaccination? No. Well, you're going to have to do that in order to buy or sell. Well, I think we're up against the wire. I've watched these biblical end-time prophecies of all these people and all their claims and everything else. And I've also watched the Bible, and I've read the Bible a few times. I'm no expert at it. You're more of an expert than I am. But we are living in a time, I mean, we're getting closed down on. People have to understand what it is. But they don't understand. You and I and Joe tried to explain. It all comes down to fallen angels. A third of them fell from heaven when they had a war. Anyway, that's 333,000, 333 approximately, down here on the planet. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson said that they have 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, our government, under an alien agreement that was made in 1952 to 2012 and now extended beyond, etc. Now, I learned of the aliens from other people. One of them was John Lear. The fact that John Lear, one of our CIA test pilots, flew in Vietnam a whole bit. He's still breathing, as far as I know, but he's gotten off the radar scope because they put so much heat on him. He had told me his dad took the contract after he sold Lear jets to make our flying saucers for our military in 1952. He took the contract from 52 to 59, built 150 flying saucers. He said it on the air once with me. I know where that base is because I drove into Las Vegas, coming across Utah, down I-95, I think they call it, into Vegas. And I saw the saucers dropping in a hole over there, a couple of them. They're glowing. Early morning, about 3:30. Now, I met Ed Slate, U.S. scientist. He worked at Papoose Lake, Nevada. Not Groom Lake. Groom Lake's the test site. This is Papoose Lake, Nevada. It's the alien base that we gave them. And they designed toys and give us toys. We have toys that are unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. What's out here? If you look at the latest, here's an example. Look at the latest warships we've got. Trump brought back 2 years ago all of our fleet. And then the Iranian conflict happened, and so he put a battleship over there again. Everything else out floating is the latest toys. Self-contained. It only takes 6 to 8 crew to run it. It's got 6 diesel generators on it. Go all the way around the world once. Come back without refueling. Runs 200 miles an hour. Can pull up to Long Island, coast to New York, 300 miles off. And there's 3 islands out there. They call it the 3 boroughs. It can sit there and melt every building on those boroughs, just like they did on the day of 9-1-1, because that was their test. That was Daddy Bush taking down the tower from E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, part of Raytheon Corporation, using his laser out there from the test site. They needed the energy for their toy to see if they could use it. And they used it from the Hoover Dam, which there's only 2 generators in that dam when they built it back in the 40s or 50s, whatever, 30s, 40s, whatever it was. 2 generators went to the civilian side. The rest went to the military, all the base out there. Now, ask yourself sometime, why is it people drowned in Lake Tahoe, Nevada? And they're never found again until about 3 to 5 days later, and their body floats up in Santa Monica Bay, California. What's that tell you? It's underneath that place. We got a hell of a sub base in there. I mean, I'm not giving away national secrets, but I'm going to tell you something. That new toy that's floating, and it's covering the entire world. We have enough of them already built, been building since 2004, my understanding. That new toy, 6-man crew, pulls up to 300 miles offshore Long Island, and it's shooting its beams into up outer space, and they bend, and they come back down. And they're sitting there melting all the boroughs and melt every building on all 3 islands in less than 3 hours. And so while they're doing that, they're being attacked to stop it from happening. And they're being attacked by a warship. They just take and cut the warship in half in 3 minutes. Aircraft carrier. All the aircraft is out there shooting at it. And it's self-contained to where it shoots back automatically, detects. Rounds are coming at it, missiles are coming at it, and it goes back after it eliminates this death ray. Everything coming at it turns around and eliminates its source, the pilot and the plane. This is one badass ship, and there's one for every state named already out there, plus much more. We're covering the planet. That's alien technology, folks. Who helped push that alien technology? Daddy Bush. Daddy Bush and Inslaw. Daddy Bush was a fallen angel-possessed human being. Fallen angel-possessed. I suspect he's still alive, but I heard if he's dead, there was an attorney in Fort Worth that took over his position as one of the council or the 12 disciples of Satan. Now, this technology that we've got is so far advanced. Where did it come from? It came from an agreement we made with these aliens, which are the fallen angels. But before the United States did this, Adolf Hitler did the same thing. And where did the technology, what were they trying to do initially? Go back to J.P. Morgan and the financing of Nikola Tesla, our scientist, and how what they pushed. And so when the U.S. military finds out that, wow, he just created a storm out there in Colorado Springs, there's movies made about this. Lightning bolts are killing a couple of his men. He said, this is a double. They put a stop to it. So Morgan goes to Adolf Hitler. General Byrd claims he was chasing flying saucers in the South Pole when he lost 2,000 men in a battle with and he testified for Congress and later wrote about the hollow earth. 2 Air Force jets flying the North Pole during Operation Blue Book. Otis Johnson showed me the document he had in his file drawer. Operation Blue Book, 2 Air Force jets fly in there, fly back out, chasing flying saucers, went in the North Pole. There used to be a video by the KGB showing the North Pole is about 60 kilometers wide, a big hole in the water goes through. Both reported, the pilots and Admiral Byrd claim there's a sun in there. Now, I do know that behind Denver, Colorado, they call it the Argo Tunnel. I've seen the drawings on this, folks. It goes to the center of the Earth. They fly the Aurora airplane into the Argo Tunnel. The Western White House, Western Capitol, is built underground there to take a nuclear attack in the Argo Tunnel. Dick Cheney used to hide out the Adams Smart Hotel, presidential suite. The elevator would either stop at the second floor, and they had to get on there to go to the presidential suite, wouldn't go to the ground floor, but he gets in the elevator from the presidential suite, opens it up, punches the code in, it goes to the subfloor, which the subfloor ends up, there's our friend Jeff now, it ends up the subfloor, and then the subfloor, hang on, let me bring him into conversation if I can, Paul. And I can't do it. Anyway, goes to the subfloor, and he's off, whisked off in the tunnel, to the Argo Tunnel, the Western White House, Western Capitol. I know things. Tunnels all across the United States. Leaves 50 floors below the White House Situation Room. Another floor below. Otis takes a ride for 45 minutes on some kind of a bubble thing that lifts up off the track. And he says, if we had left the track, I would have been like a fly on the wall getting hit with a fly swatter. Wouldn't have been anything left of me. And he said, I had to put an oxygen mask on. And the guy that was riding in the car with me, it was like a little bullet car, 45 minutes later from Washington, D.C., the White House, they were in Los Angeles International Airport. 45 minutes later, folks, this is the kind of technology that's already out there. Someone wrote about these tunnels. I forgot his name, Jim something. You may remember Paul. They had a book out there. They murdered him over it. I talked to him a couple times before he got murdered. Now, this alien technology is so far advanced. This is what Ed Slade told me that worked at with the aliens. And when he U.S. scientist at Papoose Lake, Nevada, tapes up on the front of my internet site of me interviewing him, trying to get out of him on the air, and he revealed a lot. Now, Ed said that before his retirement, which when he retired, six of them were retired all together on the same day, these scientists. And within 5 months, they were all murdered except for him. And they shot him with the energy weapon and put him in a coma for 2 years. He came out of it, and that's when I got to know him. And he turned out to be totally legit. He said he mixed element 115, 116, 117, and 118, which is Napoleon 118. It's not on the element chart as far as I know. But in the Bible, I might add, the fallen angels are looking for these elements on the earth, which are in Psalms or the center of the Bible. It's either in Psalms or Proverbs. It shows it in the Bible code that these scientists over in Israel came up with, and they found these elements, and that's what they're after. Ed told me that they were up to about element 130, but he mixed 115, 116, 117, 118 together and turned it in by fusing it to the size of a loaf of bread. Then he was told by the aliens he worked with to go down to the pyramid north of Mexico City, and there would be a guy down there by the name of such and such. He told me, I forgot what it was, Nordic-looking creature, he said. 7'6". He knew it was one of the, not fallen angels, one of the aliens. He said nobody was around, but yet it was early evening. Normally a pyramid would have been, you know, pretty full, so he must have chased everybody off or something. I don't know. But Ed shows up. Did you bring me what you're supposed to make me, Ed? He said, oh, yeah. He says it's the size of a loaf of bread, chunk of metal, all these elements. He says, take it out there about 50 yards and set it down. So he walks, steps it off, sets it. Is this far enough? Oh, yeah, that's good. He said, come on back here. I'm going to show you what you made me. Ed goes back. He says, now turn around, Ed. Look over there. And it turns into a saucer, flying saucer. He goes, oh, my God, how'd you do that? He says, I thought it into it. Now, turns back to loaf of bread. He said, now, Ed, close your eyes and start thinking that loaf of bread turning into a chunk of metal, turning into a flying saucer. I can't do that. He says, try. So he's trying. He says, no, Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. Think this way. Oh, Ed, you're still thinking the wrong way. Think this way. What he was doing is reading his mind. He said, oh, Ed, now open up your eyes and take a look at what you made me, saucer. He says, come on, I'll take you for a ride. Took him in outer space and brought him back. Now, these are the kind of people that I've got to know. Now, the technology if there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA that are in human form, as I asked Otis one time before his death, I said, Otis, super spook, only 300 of them ever, really, they put that kind of money in and train. I said, that means all the leaders of the world are possessed. He says, no, Stu, not all of them. He says, Trump isn't, but he says, their advisors around them are possessed by these aliens, and they don't know it. That's how come they're getting bad advice. He says, and you're right about Hope, Arkansas, and the cloning, because I had brought it to his attention, and he found out later. He says, you're correct about it. And they've cloned, they're claiming 10 million since the late 1940s with those scientists from Germany. But he says, one thing about it, Stu, he says, a couple of my buddies at the NSA, and you know who they are, you've had dinner with them, I had, at his home there in Nebraska, in Hastings, barbecue by his pool. I know who they are. They're heavyweights. If I said them, fuck, they'd be, end up being dead. Here's the point. He said, my buddies, my two buddies that you know at the NSA, we've all are estimating that they've cloned between 20 and 30 million out of Hope, Arkansas. Now, this kind of stuff's going on. The Book of Enoch, I think Claire's the one that says they were cloning in her version. It's one of the missing books of the Bible, like Jasper and some others. I think those are found in maybe the Catholic version. But dispensationalism and the prophecies, all that they've changed, in my opinion, the Bible has been changed. I think we read clusters at times of mess. I pray about it for it. I pick up the Bible and read. But look at the shots. Let's all take a look at the bigger picture. If right now they want to chip everybody, could that be 2/3 of mankind dies during this period of time? I see the plagues coming. I see a man-made, a bunch of them. Some of them could be by God. I don't know. But Paul, it all comes down to, if you don't have the protection of God and don't have the belief in Jesus Christ, he was God in human form, folks. If you don't believe that, and you don't exercise and get on your hands and knees and start cleaning yourself up, you're facing one big enemy. You're not going to like it. This country's getting ready to come apart. It's getting ready to come apart. Everything goes into chaos. With that said, Paul, you want to add to anything I've said?
Yes. I have a strategy for us here. We are beyond 30 minutes. I want to make sure that you can get this show up so that the listeners can know you are okay.
Yes.
I kid you not, you got thousands of people out there that haven't heard from you for a week. So I have a coffee meeting with another friend of ours that I need to make, and I think we've got a good start for today. I think we're on a roll. I think we need to do 3 or 4 more half-hour segments in the next 24 hours. But get this one loaded. Let the listeners know that you are still breathing. You are still accepting nutrition. You still got a pulse. And then we bring in Joffrey. We bring in Joel. We do a bunch of 30-minute segments because you're on fire. And I want you to build. I have some questions for you, and I want you to build on some ideas. But now isn't the best time for me, and I think the listeners just need to hear you're okay. So if I may, I want to close in prayer.
Yes, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come to you seeking mercy. We ask that you cover us with your spirit and with your wisdom and your protection. We ask that you allow us to reveal as much truth as you have given us so that we can stand in the gap spiritually and intellectually and give out the information. We ask that we get to continue to broadcast, that the listeners continue to hear what we're talking about, and we ask that you protect all of us. We pray for everyone. ongoing financial viability, continual protection from the technologies that are being used against us. We ask that you lead us, that you show us what you want us to do, and that you also show us what part we need to play and what roles we need to fulfill. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name, and we also ask for your protection so that we can do 3 or 4 or more of these in the next 24, 48 hours, and that we can just bombard the airwaves with your truth and your message, because, Father, your Son, Jesus, you are the King of Kings, the Holy of the Holiest, and it's only through you that we have this minute, this hour, this day. I close with asking once again for your mercy and for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
And by your blood, amen. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.